So has anyone heard of steering?
Renee Corrigan is teaching a first-time home buyer's class.
When they steer you toward something that they think you should have in opposition to what you tell them you want.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just like it sounds. You're being steered to one set of options or one set of opportunities and not to another. There was a national fair housing study that found that 87% of the time, realtors and real estate professionals engage in steering with their clients.
All right.
Now, do you think there's necessarily an intent to discriminate?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to tell you to spend your money.
Often there may be an intent. Sometimes, you know, it's the job of the realtor to decide to kind of guess what you want and make you happy. They want to sell you a home, so they want to find the home that they think is going to be perfect for you. But even if there's even if there's good intentions behind it, if that realtor is making assumptions about what you want based on who you are, then that limits your housing choice and could be a violation of the Fair Housing Act.
So the Fair Housing Act is front and center at every class for first-time home buyers, given by the New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center.
We do a pretty detailed and thorough, comprehensive review of the Fair Housing Act so people can understand the ways in which the fair housing laws apply to them and the way that they apply to their journey to becoming homeowners.
Kashana Hill is the executive director of the New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center, whose mission is to eradicate housing discrimination.
We also want to make sure that people have an understanding of what housing discrimination looks like. So in the event that they encounter any discrimination during the purchasing process, whether it's through the sales or the insurance or the lending process, then they know that they have a resource in us and can reach out for help.
I'm going to pass around these fair housing booklets, if you would take one and send them around.
During class, Renee Corrigan makes sure her potential home buyers understand what exactly is protected under the 1968 Federal Fair Housing Act.
On page 2, we have listed those 7 protected classes and then the
those
additional
protected classes include race, color, and national origin. But in spite of this federal law, which is almost 50 years old, housing discrimination happens all the time, which is why the New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center also has an enforcement team. Kashana Hill.
We conduct investigations through testing, and we go out into the community to determine whether and where discrimination is actually happening in the market.
These investigations usually start with a phone call.
Hi, I'm African American, and I'm calling because I saw an ad on Craigslist. I called the property manager. I was told that the apartment was no longer available, and then something didn't quite feel right about it. I had a white friend call, and they were told that the property was still available. And so then what we would do is conduct an investigation of our own through testing to determine whether or not racial discrimination is happening at that property.
And we'll send in the member of the protected class first, see how they're treated, and then send in the other person. And we'll see, not just from one test, but from multiple tests over time, whether there really is a pattern of discriminatory behavior.
In 2014, the Fair Housing Action Center conducted a study. They sent white and black testers with similar backgrounds, income levels, and credit scores into New Orleans' most desirable neighborhoods to look for homes. They found that African American home seekers were discriminated against roughly half the time. That's right. In 44% of their test cases, black home seekers were getting worse treatment than non-black home seekers. Housing is the number one way wealth is built in this country. The Fair Housing Action Center wants to make sure that opportunity exists for everyone. Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.